WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tenor saxophonist Bob Feldman was born in New York and lived in San Francisco in the 1970s. He recorded with the rock band Sopwith Camel, had a bit part in Francis Ford Coppola's film The Conversation, and wrote music for playwright Sam Shepard before heading back east. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead likes Feldman's recent trio CD, and his drummer in particular.
Tenor saxophonist Bob Feldman and bassist Ken Filiano gyrating on Feldman's tune, Further Notice. It's from his CD, Triplicity, on the One Soul label, a record less about tricky pieces than giving the players plenty of room to run. The trio's starter pistol is drummer Walter Perkins, making what's said to be his final appearance on record a year before he died in 2004. Drummer Walter Perkins came up in the 1950s in Chicago, where he co-led a crisp hard bop quintet, the MJT Plus 3. MJT being the Modern Jazz 2, Perkins and bassist Bob Cranshaw. In 1960, they moved to New York, where the band proved too good for its own good. It disbanded after its members kept getting scarfed up by other leaders. Bob Cranshaw began his long-running association with Sonny Rollins back then. In New York, Walter Perkins recorded with Charles Mingus, Carmen McRae, Rosson Rolling Kirk, and others before fading from the scene. He returned in the new millennium, backing free jazz stalwarts like bassist William Parker and saxophone dynamo Peter Brotzman. But Perkins was no basher. His art was about a fleet rhythm feel, not showing off power chops. On the track Triplicity, a light attack on snare drum and ride cymbal is all he needs to swing the trio. That frees up Ken Filiano to pick up the bow and make his bass sing almost like a horn. On tenor sax, Bob Feldman's burly tone and swaggering rhythm are conspicuous assets. He even gets a good sound on the bamboo flute he trots out from time to time, breathing life into old blues licks. The flute numbers aside, Feldman's extroverted tenor sax and the bare-bones trio format inevitably echo vintage Sonny Rollins. Bob Feldman's not that good. Nobody is. And Triplicity is a little uneven. It doesn't always maintain the razor-sharp focus of its best moments. But its exuberant spirit is a fitting memorial to Walter Perkins, an old master who made every band sound like it was having a good time.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Triplicity on the One Soul label.